Good morning to all the friends in Christ. Today, I want to talk about Thanksgiving in adversity. So let's go to Acts 16:25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. We know that Paul and Silas, they were beaten for preaching and casting out the spirit of divination in a lady. And because of that, they were put in the prison. So they still give thanks in adversity. They give thanks even in pain. They give thanks when they were wrongly accused. They give thanks when things were not going well for them. So instead of anger and criticism, they chose to give thanks to the Lord. In Psalm 119:71, David said, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes." So David thanked God even when he was going through pain and at a lower point in his life. He thanked God. So let's thank God for the sickness that helps us seek Jesus for our healing. Let's thank God for the pain that brings us closer to God. And let's thank God for the rejections and failures in our life, which exposes our pride and helps us to seek the truth, and that is Jesus. So a sign of a mature Christian is that we don't wait. A mature Christian does not wait for things to be good to be thankful, but he or she is thankful in every situation. 1 Thessalonians 4:18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." May God bless you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and ask. Amen.